This is Amberlee Gonzalez, the actress Ubisoft hired to model and play Kay Vess, the lead in their upcoming Star Wars game, Star Wars Outlaws. This is Kay Vess.
First time we really dive into Akiva. And Akiva was only ever featured in a series of books called Aftermath.
Talk. Oh my God! What's wrong with your face?
True.
Welcome back to the channel, everyone. I'm Saladino. I can't get over this thumbnail. Is nobody else bothered by this? So this guy, Bombastic, has a couple of these thumbnails, and like when he puts these thumbnails together, or his editor or someone, don't they look at this and go, God damn, this is not appealing at all.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
And it's not just Bombastic. I think Jack Frax has one. There's a couple of them that I've seen. And it was, that's the thing. So with these thumbnails of Star Wars Outlaws, they look like they're making fun of Star Wars Outlaws, even when they're just genuinely just presenting the game as is. I saw a Dreamcast guy one a couple of weeks ago, I think it was, where it was just Kay Vess's face. And it looked like a joke. It looked like something Nerdrotic would do. And the face is bad. Now we've got these new images of her face, which looks even worse than it did when the first previews came out. Of this woman. I don't know what they're doing. I don't understand it. The face is bad, but the fact that this woman has no ass, to me, is even worse because it's just such a, it's such a joke. I have an ex who, she used to refer to it as minus booty, negative booty. It's not just like a flat ass or a little booty. It's nothing there. They literally went out of their way to give Kay Vess nothing to look at from the back. You're going to be spending most of the game crouching, walking, running, and there's going to be nothing there to look at. My brother, he's not into like fan service. He doesn't care that much about it or anything. But he was talking about how he's playing Nier Automata now. And he was saying, I don't even care about that stuff, really. It's not a big deal to me. But it does make a difference. Just watching 2B walk with her confident strut and that ass bouncing around. Like, it makes a difference. It's pleasant to look at. And I said this before. What's the point of playing as a woman if she just looks like a man? What's the point? Other than it's just a feminist thing to force male players to accept women in their space. No pun intended. This
Empire's and Syndicate presence within the city, within the planet as a whole.
Well, we'll get onto the Syndicates in just a sec, but as I've heard from you before, speaking about the game, one
is because of this.
By contrast, the way that women move in games isn't just used to suggest their confidence or their skill or some other facet of their personality. It's very often used in conjunction with other aspects of their design to make them exude sexuality for the entertainment of the presumed straight male player.
What the hell?
Catwoman from the Arkham series has a deeply exaggerated hip sway when she walks. In combination with her clothing and the game's camera angles, all of this is meant to drive the player's focus to her highly sexualized butt. In Resident Evil Revelations, Jill Valentine somehow manages to wiggle her whole body while she runs.
There is absolutely no need for this kind of thinking to be in gaming. It's only there because feminists have been wanting to change how women are portrayed in media for forever. Making Kay Vess look like this and walk this way isn't for story reasons. It's not an artistic choice. It doesn't enhance the experience in any way. In fact, it detracts from it. This is depressing. It's like eating bread and water for breakfast, lunch, and dinner at a 5-star hotel. You know, you're paying all this money to stay there, this beautiful resort area and all this stuff, right? But the staff and management tell you, you need to check your privilege. You need to think about all the poor people in the world. They can't afford to eat fine cuisine. So you need to now, as long as you stay here, eat bread and water. That's it. This is what game developers have done to Western gaming. This is what feminists and Anita Sarkeesian has done. Women can't be attractive because men are not allowed to, straight men are not allowed to find women attractive or appealing in any way. Like, they have boring personalities, or they're assholes, or they're constantly talking down to the men. They do these things because they're supposed to be intimidated by them. They're supposed to just recognize the woman's power in a male space. Like, Anita Sarkeesian isn't a gamer. She didn't care about video games when she started this. This was just something that she wanted to invade because she's a cultural critic. She's a feminist. Again, she wanted to change the way women are portrayed in the media. So you have this very inhuman thing where her stupid ass is sitting there talking about hip sway and how women are sitting as if it's something wrong for women being feminine, or something wrong with male entertainment, for men finding women attractive and sexy and having nice asses and all this stuff. Like, the crazy thing is they call us incels, right? If you complain about this sort of thing, you're an incel. But if we really are incels, is if you believe that we're incels, if you believe that we're cut off from women in society and all this stuff, why would you then also punish us further by taking away eye candy? Like, what's the big deal? What is it hurting? She's even more downgraded. Kay Vess is even more downgraded than she was when they first presented her in that early showcase. I don't understand what's happening, and I don't understand why we all have to supposedly pretend that there's something wrong with men for not wanting to see this flat-ass, manly-looking, I know people are calling him Mam Solo, I call it Trans Solo. But why do we have to put up with this? Why, like, why is this a thing? I'm speaking to the choir, but people who need to hear this will only hear, oh, she's not fuckable, and they're going to be disingenuous, and they're going to strawman it, and they're going to act like they don't understand. Because, you see, they know they like sexualization and things, but for them, they're into bestiality, so it's, you know, fucking a bear, or they're furries, or they're gay. So you can't look at a woman's ass in games. To them, for feminists and these activists, a woman's ass is just something that she uses to sit on and to go to the bathroom with. That's it. But if it's a gay guy, a man's ass is
great ass!
But men, straight men, are not allowed to look at women in a sexual way in any way. And it's not that big a deal. This whole thing about you gotta whack off. Nobody jerks off while they're playing video games. You're just playing the game and appreciating it. It makes a difference. It's part of the aesthetic. It's part of the art of video games to have attractive characters, especially a woman. It's a visual medium. This is it's nothing noble to make these ugly ass characters or these manly ass characters. There's nothing noble about it. It doesn't improve the soul in any way. You know, we're not monks, even in the sense of, again, that bread and water analogy. We're not ascetic. Where we're sitting here just forcing ourselves to appreciate just being able to eat bread and water. There's more to life than that. You know, like, say, art or music or whatever, like, different people have said it in different ways, where they basically say it washes the dust off of everyday life. And speaking of dust, that's what this is. You know, talk about Dustborn from a couple of days ago. You know, this game released terrible numbers. It's Tumblr, the video game. It's every ESG DEI checklist. All of the cancel pig SJW talking points are stuffed into this game. You got powers to cancel people, to bully people, to make them do things that they don't necessarily want to do, or make them feel bad about the things they're doing. That these are the power of words. All this nonsense that these devs shoved into this game, right? And you have these ugly freaks of characters. You got the main girl, Pax, ugly black angry lesbian who's built like a man, shoulders like a man. She looks like, it's weird, she's shaped like a dwarf. Like a male dwarf, but she's regular sized. It's weird.
It's weird. Not a compliment.
It's weird.
Yeah. Weird. Weird.
And there's a through line from like something like Dustborn to Star Wars Outlaws, at least as far as, you know, the female characters go. It's crazy how they want this stuff to be ugly. It's crazy how you criticize that and you get attacked for it. Like, somehow you're the bad person for saying that this isn't something that we should be glorifying. We shouldn't be giving these people, you know, talk about platforming. We're giving the weirdest, dumbest, mentally ill people a platform to spread this weird propaganda that they're the Dustborns, they're the newborns, or whatever. You know, it's so stupid. And just every time I see footage, the thumbnails are terrible with her ass or her face to my K-Vest. But every time I see her walking or running, it's just, it's mind-boggling to me. Like, James Sunderland in Bloober Team's remake of Silent Hill 2 runs more like a girl than K-Vest does. Which is actually kind of concerning, because did a woman actually mocap James's movements? Because something is wrong with that. Look how this dude runs. So the game's coming out in a couple of days at the time of this recording, so we'll see. A lot of the footage I see looks bad, bugs, the graphic quality, just looking at her, she looks terrible. The review scores are, I guess they're at a good rating right now. IGN gave it a 7, which, like Grum said, 7 means it's bad for them. They don't go lower than a 7 for AAA games, at least most of the time. So it is this weird double standard where AAA games don't get criticized properly the way that they would some indie game or something like that, or the way they would go after a game like normally like Black Myth Wukong or Stellar Blade or something like that. But I did see a good review from Big Dan Gaming, which, forget how she looks and even the graphical quality or whatever, just some of the things he points out in his review makes the game sound very frustrating to play. Like, I'm not interested anyway, but I'm definitely not interested just going by some of the things he said in his review.
Star Wars Outlaws is the worst game I've played so far in 2024, and maybe the worst stealth game I have ever played. The stealth mechanics and mission design are terrible. The open world content and story are extremely lackluster. The characters range from bland at best to completely unlikable at worst. You're basically locked to one weapon for your whole playthrough, and the progression system is totally underwhelming. The game runs mostly fine. What surprised me most about Star Wars Outlaws is that it's about 90% a stealth game and 10% action. Before I got my hands on Preview last month, I was expecting something more akin to the Far Cry series, with a roughly 50-50 split between action and stealth, and the freedom to choose your own playstyle.
And not to be confused with Big Dan Gaming, Dan Allen Gaming did a side-by-side comparison of Star Wars Outlaws versus Red Dead Redemption 2, which I think is funny because on one level you could say that's not fair. And what's funny about that, it's not fair to Star Wars Outlaws, even though Red Dead Redemption came out, back in 2018, 2019, something like that. And Star Wars Outlaws is coming out in a few days in 2024. And Ubisoft is a huge company talking about quadruple A games, and yet it's not fair to compare Outlaws to Red Dead Redemption 2. It's just there's no comparison. Now, for me, he had a lot of great back and forth between the two to my Dan Allen, but he is missing, to me, the most crucial difference between Outlaws and Red Dead Redemption 2.
He hops off and stares toward a circular building. Text appears. Janta's Hope, Toshara. She waits for a speeder to pass before crossing the road. Breaking into a jog, she goes by a Twi'lek woman leaning against a post.
She got a great ass!
Who the fuck said to speak, Mr. Me Siamese? Even Christ said Christ, he flows quite nicely. Hype beast highly likely to bite me and try to high-five me, but I just give him high threes, cause y'all don't get to touch me, I'm the shit, sue me. If you got an issue, grab a tissue. Mediocrity is odd to me.